Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-FA Cup final press conference, and joining me to react to that are Mo Stewart, Rob Gutman and Siobhan Began. Few things discussed in the press conference there, which we'll come on to talk about. We'll come on to talk about the spectacle that is the FA Cup final, what Jurgen Klopp thinks about that and Wembley Stadium. We'll also talk about his squad size and the fact that the Reds have had such good progress in the FA Cup this season. We'll have Chris Barber, you know him, coming up in the second part of the show with the opposition view, and we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. But we've got Mo Stewart on, which means Mo, I have to come to you first to talk about the manager's mood. I think it's fair to describe him as cheeky today. I thought,
I mean, cheeky to begin with, which quickly turned into irritable, which I really enjoyed.
Tends to be the word.
Yeah, and there was a bit towards the end which I thought was hilarious, where he thought the last question, well, he thought the question three from the end was the last question, and so he almost got up ready to go, and then he realised he had another three questions, and all three of those questions were answered very, very bluntly and very abruptly, and he was very much, he kept saying, the more time I'm here, the less time I have out on the training pitch, yeah. And we kind of joke about it, but I think that he's aware of exactly what kind of a test Chelsea can be, because he made reference to so many different positions, so many different formations, so many different players who can be playing. So when you're trying to game plan for them, it's almost impossible to know who's going to be playing and to kind of cut your cloth accordingly. So he almost likes, he wants to exhaust every single avenue that they could possibly do and make sure he's game planned against it. So he, in his mind, he's in a bit of a race against time. But I do think it was also a little bit like he felt like he had to defend his own record in this competition, because, as we're going to come on to, lots of questions were around the idea of, well, how come you're now all of a sudden in for the FA Cup? You didn't like it before, sort of thing. And it's just like, well, that's not exactly how it went down. And he was kind of on the defensive on that. But I think he's right to be on the defensive. It's about time we kind of ended that dumb narrative.